Listen to a teacher talking about a day trip. While listening, answer the questions below. Use a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Okay, guys, listen up, because this is important information for our day trip tomorrow. In the morning, we're going to Salisbury, where we'll visit the cathedral and then go shopping in the town centre. After lunch, we're going to Stonehenge, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The coach will leave from outside the school at 8 a.m. That's 8 o'clock in the morning. Be here on time, because we can't wait for you if you're late. We'll arrive at Salisbury at around 10 and we'll see the cathedral and have lunch there in the gardens. At 2 p.m., you have to be back on the coach. It's about half an hour from there to the Stonehenge Visitor Centre. It's an interesting visitor centre with lots of information about Stonehenge, and it's worth spending some time there looking around. Then we're walking out to the stones. Bring a rain jacket because it can be cold and windy, and it often rains. You can walk around the stones, but you can't go close, and most of all, you can't touch them. We'll go back to the coach at 4:30 and come back to the school. If you want to see Stonehenge, I really recommend this trip because it is cheaper than going by yourself.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Okay, guys, listen up, because this is important information for our day trip tomorrow. In the morning, we're going to Salisbury, where we'll visit the cathedral and then go shopping in the town centre. After lunch, we're going to Stonehenge, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The coach will leave from outside the school at 8 a.m. That's 8 o'clock in the morning. Be here on time because we can't wait for you if you're late. We'll arrive at Salisbury at around 10 and we'll see the cathedral and have lunch there in the gardens. At 2 p.m., you have to be back on the coach. It's about half an hour from there to the Stonehenge Visitor Centre. It's an interesting visitor centre with lots of information about Stonehenge, and it's worth spending some time there looking around. Then we're walking out to the stones. Bring a rain jacket because it can be cold and windy, and it often rains. You can walk around the stones, but you can't go close, and most of all, you can't touch them. We'll go back to the coach at 4:30 and come back to the school. If you want to see Stonehenge, I really recommend this trip because it is cheaper than going by yourself.